I become afraid of some curse from a brahmana, and he ran away from Amaravati, the capital of heaven. So now heaven became bereft of Indra. So Brihaspati started to look for a qualified person to become Indra. And who was more qualified than Gop Kumar? So Gop Kumar was made the Indra. Although he became Indra, but Gop Kumar was not interested in the affairs of the heavenly planet, the enjoyment of the heavenly planet. Although he was Indra, but he used to live in the garden of Amaravati, known as Nandan Kanan. The garden called Nandan Kanan. He used to sleep there at night, take care of the affairs of the heavenly planet. But his main purpose was to impart devotion, preach about devotional service and the glory. Well, one day he saw some extremely brilliant personality. Brihaspati, who are they? Who are these people? I mean, they're so brilliant. They're so effulgent. And then Brihaspati said that these are the sages like Bhrigu from Mahaloka. So he asked, where is Mahaloka? He said, Mahaloka is beyond this heavenly planet. So Gopakumar became curious about Mahaloka, and what happened? Gopakumar was elevated to Mahaloka, and there he saw that these sages, they were, each of them are like brilliant as the sun or even many, many suns. And they all were performing yajna, fire sacrifice. And when the fire sacrifice would be completed, successfully completed, the Lord from that fire and grant his blessings and mercy upon all those sages. A sudden one day, and so this Gopakumar started to spend his time in Mahaloka. And then one day he saw that, he felt that the whole place became very hot, as if it was unbearable to stay there, unbearable to tolerate that heat. And all the sages were arranging to leave that place. So he wondered what happened. Then he was told that now the devastation is taking place. And up to heavenly planet, all the planetary systems are destroyed. And the heat that is destroying, that engulfing all the creation, the heat of that fire is coming up all the way up to Mahaloka. That's why they're going to a place which is even higher than Mahaloka. And they came to Janaloka. So they stayed in Janaloka. And then Gopakumar got to know that there is a place that is even beyond Janaloka. That is Tapaloka. So Gopkumar now got elevated to Tapaloka. And in Tapaloka he would see the great personalities headed by four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. They are the chief personalities of that planet. And they are all absorbed in meditation. And in their meditation they would see the Lord in their heart. And sometimes they would see the Lord outside also. And in this way they would get in constant association of the Lord. But then Gopkumar got to know about another planet beyond that Tapaloka, Sattaloka. So Gopkumar was elevated to Sattaloka. There he saw Lord Brahma, surrounded by his very, very exalted associates, the great sages. And then one day, Brahma was playfully touching the water of the Garbha ocean, and as a result of that, a demon appeared. And the demon chased Brahma. Being afraid of the demon, Brahma ran away. Now, Sattaloka is without Brahma. So Gopkumar was made the Brahma. And then also Gopkumar's only concern was how to benefit the whole creation, the entire universe. And he was making arrangement, all kinds of arrangement for Krishna consciousness to spread, that people become devotees of the Lord. And on the other hand, at the same time, those who are sinful, they are being punished. The pious individuals either got elevated to higher planetary systems, but when they received the special mercy of the Lord, they could receive the devotion. This mercy of the Lord came in the form of his devotees. And when somebody came across a devotee of the Lord and got to know about the importance of devotional service, they became devotees. They became engaged in devotional service. And Brahma was making all those arrangements. Gopkumar started to make all these arrangements. So there, one day he came across his spiritual master. He saw his spiritual master. Incidentally, he also saw his spiritual master in Jagannath Puri. And he actually told him to go back to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan he was elevated to heavenly planet. Here also he asked him to go back to Vrindavan. So Gopkumar now came back to Vrindavan. Can you imagine how many kalpas went by in Sattaloka? One day is 1,000 chaturyugas. So many days Gopkumar spent there. So many months, so many years he spent there. So when he came back to the earth planet, he found that the earth planet changed completely. But Govardhan and Vrindavan remained the same. There was no change in Vrindavan. Although none of those personalities who were there with him when he left Vrindavan, no one is there, but the Vrindavan remained the same. So Gopkumar came to Vrindavan and he started to meditate on the mantra that his spiritual master gave him. And while meditating on the mantra, one day Gopkumar felt as if he is moving with a tremendous speed. And he saw as if he is being carried in a vehicle. And that vehicle was moving so fast, in such speed, that all the planetary systems where he went, spent time before, they all disappeared out of his vision. Even Saptaloka disappeared out of his vision. Even the universe disappeared out of his vision. Then he came to the outer covering of the universe. The first covering is the covering of the earth. And there he found that earth personified as Dharitri Devi, Dharani Devi, is worshipping Varaha Dev. And he saw this covering as if whatever is happening in this is first happened there in the causal form, and then its effect came here. So the point is, whatever is happening here is not happening just by some chance or accident. It is already, the cause is already there, and the effect is here. So then, Gop Kumar went through the, went past the earth layer of the universe. Then he came to the water layer. There he found that water personified is worshipping the Lord in his Kurma form, tortoise incarnation. Then he came to the fire region. There he found the Lord is being worshipped as Vaishanar, the Lord of the fire. In this way he went layer after layer, and he saw that each succeeding layer is 10 times larger than the preceding layer. And then he came to the air region, ether region, then he came to the mind region, and then he came to the false ego region. And he found the Lord there is being worshipped as Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Shankarshan, and Narayan Vasudev. Actually, last 3 layers, actually, the Lord is being worshipped as Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Shankarshan. Shankarshan is the predominating worshipable Lord of the false ego region. Then he comes to the Vasudev region, which is the Shuddha Sattva region. Then he came to the Viraja, after crossing the region of false ego, he came to the Viraja river. And beyond Viraja river, or causal ocean, he came to Brahma Jyoti. And in Brahma Jyoti, he was feeling as if he was losing his senses, he was losing his consciousness. And he became very afraid. As if he was about to forget the Lord. All along he could see the Lord in some form or the other. But now coming to this Brahma Jyoti region, he became very, very worried. And he started to pray to Lord Jagannath. And then he heard the sound of Sankirtan. Many people are chanting. And then he saw a personality riding on a bull whose complexion was white as camphor, surrounded by his associates, his coming down. So he wondered, who is this? And then one of the associates could hear that. One of the associates of that personality. And he said, don't you know? This is Lord Shiva, Maheshwar. And he started to sing his glory, that he is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they invited him to join them and become his associate. And Gop Kumar humbly begged their forgiveness and went ahead. Then he came to the gate of Vaikuntha. And there he saw the Lord. In his four-armed form, his complexion is like blue, like monsoon cloud. He is holding lotus, conch, disc and mess. And seeing him, Gopakumar just fell flat on the ground and started to offer his prayers. But this person, hearing his prayers, he just covered his ears. He said, no, I am not him. I am only his servant. Saying that, he just rushed inside. Gopakumar didn't know what to do. Then another personality came riding on a spaceship and landed there, and Gopakumar felt that, oh, here is the Lord along with Lakshmi Devi. So he started to offer his prayers, and this person also felt extremely embarrassed, covered his ears and said, no, I am not the Lord, please don't commit such offense. And saying that, he also ran inside. And then Gopakumar was completely baffled what to do. Then someone took pity upon him, seeing his condition, and then he guided him to the Lord. And he showed him how to recognize the Lord from the Sri Vatsa mark on his chest. In this way he pointed out, Manikostava jewel, Sri Vatsa, these are the things that are the special significance of the Lord here, otherwise everyone there looks like the same. And the Lord, seeing the Lord there, Gopakumar just fainted. And Lakshmi Devi came, tended him, brought him back to his senses. And Gopakumar was treated like the son. The Lord was so happy to see him. So Gopakumar started to stay in Vaikuntha, live in Vaikuntha in this way. But the residents of Vaikuntha would ask him, you have come to Vaikuntha, why are you still maintaining your earthly form? Get rid of it and assume your four-armed form. That is the ultimate perfection of life. But Gopakumar somehow didn't feel like changing his form. He just wanted to maintain his cowherd boy's identity. When one day Narad Muni came there, let me just elaborate a little. So this way, from Vaikuntha, Gopakumar went to Ayodhya. From Ayodhya, he was elevated to Dwarka. And in Dwarka, he was receiving so much mercy of the Lord. But still, his heart was not fully satisfied. So one day, Narad Muni came there, and seeing Gopakumar, he asked Gopakumar, you are in Dwarka, you are receiving so much mercy from the Lord, but why you are still not satisfied? Why your heart is not fully content? And Gopakumar told him that, look, I know, I'm so fortunate to receive such mercy of the Lord. But my heart is hankering, yearning to be with somebody who wears a peacock feather on his head, who wears yellow garments, and when he tends cows and seeing him, my heart is always yearning to go to him. So much so that even my situation in Dwarka seems to be rather insignificant, irrelevant. So Lord Lord then said, okay, I can see that your attachment is actually to the son of King Raja. Your attachment is to Krishna in Vrindavan. But to go to Vrindavan, you have to go back to the earth planet. You go back to the earth planet, go to Vrindavan, Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan that is there in the earth planet, and there you chant the name of the Lord with all the love of your heart. And that will qualify you to go to Vrindavan, to be elevated to Vrindavan. So Gopala came back to Vrindavan, started to reside in one of the forests of Vrindavan, and he started to chant the holy name of the Lord with all the love of his heart. He Govinda, He Gopal, He Madhav, He Madan Mohan, He Gopinath. In this way, in music, in song, he would chant his names. And while he was spending his time in Vrindavan in this way, one day he saw the Lord. He saw him. And seeing him, he just wanted to catch him, embrace him, get him fully. So he ran. But as soon as he almost caught the end of his cloth, end of his uttariya, but it slipped out of his hand, the Lord disappeared behind the bush, and Gopkumar's condition at that time was like a very poor man. All of a sudden he received an inconceivable wealth. He was in ecstasy receiving that wealth naturally. But then all of a sudden he lost it. And in this pain, he fainted. His body rolled down the river of Jamuna from the bank. When Gopkumar came back to his senses, he found that he was moving in a vehicle with tremendous speed. Then he arrived in Vrindavan. It was an afternoon that he arrived in Vrindavan. He saw some girls were picking flowers. So he asked them, can you please tell me where is the house of Nanda Maharaj and where can I find Nanda Nandan? They didn't pay any heed to him. They just carried on picking flowers and at the same time singing the glory of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Gopkumar felt that either they're deaf, either these girls are deaf, or they're so absorbed in the thoughts of the personality whose name they're chanting that they don't have any external senses. This way he found that whoever he was coming across and whoever he would ask, no one would respond. Everybody's response was the same. Nobody heard him. When finally an old lady took pity upon him and said, look, there is the house of Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna has gone to tend the cows and soon he'll be coming back. So then Gopkumar saw, all of a sudden he saw that the horizon, in the horizon the dust started to fly. And then he heard the sounds of the mooing of the cows and laughter of the boys. And then he saw the cowherd boys are coming with Krishna and Balaram in the front. Seeing Krishna, Gopakumar just ran to meet him. And seeing Gopakumar, Krishna also ran to meet him. And both of them embraced each other. And Krishna started to tell him, my dear friend, where have you been all this while? I know how many difficulties you have gone through, how much difficulties you have gone through. And while speaking like that, Krishna fainted. And seeing Krishna in that condition, some of the cowherd boys became very worried. They picked up their stick, they thought that maybe some associate of Kamsa came to hurt Krishna. And the gopi started to cry, thinking that some demon has come to harm Krishna. And Balaram also at first was a little worried, and he came running, but seeing their condition, Balaram understood what happened. So he brought Gopakumar to his senses, and they were told him to chant Krishna's names in his ears. So when Gopakumar started to chant Krishna's name with all the love of his heart, then Krishna came back to his senses. Then Krishna took Gopakumar by his hand and led him to his father's house, Nanda Maharaj's house. Krishna, Balaram and Gopakumar just walked into the house. All the cowherd boys just stood there outside the house. They were standing there just to be with Krishna, have the glance of Krishna till the last moment. And Krishna also turned around and saw his friends there standing there. Not only his friends, even some deers and some wild animals from the forest also were standing there. And Krishna also couldn't move. He just stood there. The cowherd boys were looking at Krishna. Krishna is looking at the cowherd boys. And both of them cannot move. Then the mother Yashoda started to call Krishna. Krishna, what happened? Come in. The whole day you have been playing. And now it's already late and still you are not coming home. Come. So then Balaram said, Krishna, let's go home. And so this son, they went in. Many of the cowherd boys just went back to their homes. And many others just laid there under a tree to sleep there for the night and wait for Krishna to come out the next morning. Then Gopakumar saw how the cowherd damsels, cowherd girls, bathed Krishna, dressed Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj called Krishna, come Nanda, come. And Krishna and Balaram came along with Gopakumar. They sat down and they started to eat. Gopakumar felt this taste is beyond anything that he has ever tasted. Then at one point, Krishna took a bite of one sweet. And Krishna said, who prepared it? It tastes so bad. And then at that time, Gopakumar saw that Krishna was looking at the direction behind the door. And there, one girl was standing. And seeing Krishna's expression, she became very heartbroken. And then Krishna gave that sweet to Gopakumar. He said, you take it. Maybe you will like it. When Gopakumar took the bite of that, he felt that is the most delicious of all the food that was served there. But Gopakumar couldn't understand why Krishna behaved like Krishna reacted like that. this way, Gopa Kumar entered into Vrindavan and he started to spend his time with Krishna and Balaram, spending their time in the most wonderful way. And then one day, Radharani asked Gopa Kumar to bestow his mercy upon Jana Sharma, the personality at whom Gopa Kumar was narrating this story. And this is how upon being ordered by Srimati Radharani, Gopa Kumar bestowed his mercy upon Jana Sharma, who also then got his entrance to Vrindavan. So anyway, in brief, this is Srimati Goswami's presentation of Brihat Bhagavatamritam, which is actually an elaborate understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Vijayas Pati Charu Swami Maharaj ki. Secretary Maharaj was supposed to speak for 4 days because of his busy schedule in GBC meeting. So Maharaj has ended his class today. And tomorrow we'll continue with the program, but we'll update you about the next speaker this time. And regarding today's evening program, some change has occurred because of the health situation of His Holiness Radhanath Swami. So Radhanath Swami was supposed to speak on Chaitanya Leela from 7 p.m. So because of Maharaj's health situation, so this evening His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj will start at 7. So His Holiness Snadharath Maharaj will speak tomorrow from 7 to 8. So today evening program starting with Jayapataka Maharaj at 7 p.m. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.